Good morning, Brussels. I'm Xavier, and welcome to your daily press review this Thursday, March 5th. Before we dive in, it's a crisp 9 degrees and overcast here in Brussels today, so you might want to grab that jacket. Let's see what's happening in our beautiful, chaotic capital.
Thanks, Xavier. The big story today is security. Brussels mayors gathered for an emergency meeting to evaluate risks from the Middle East conflict. Minister President Boris Dilius has convened a regional security council to assess the terrorist threat level.
And that war isn't just affecting security, Lien. It's already putting serious pressure on Brussels' 2026 budget. Budget Minister Dirk De Smet says the race to keep the deficit under 1 billion euros is, quote, not yet won, and that's before the budget even gets submitted to Parliament this Friday.
Speaking of disruptions, if you're planning to fly on March 12th, don't. Brussels Airport is cancelling all departing passenger flights due to the National Trade Union demonstration. Security and ground handling staff are striking, and STIB will also be severely disrupted.
Meanwhile, STIB has more bad news for tram users. Starting April 27th, trams 4 and 10 will be cut at Gare du Midi for an entire year. They need to replace a deteriorated concrete slab in the pre-metro tunnel under Place Barra. Alternative bus routes are being deployed.
At ULB, about 350 students staged a protest against tuition fee hikes. The French community government wants to raise fees from 835 to 1,194 euros. Students even erected a mock toll booth charging 1,200 euros at the campus entrance.
Also at ULB, day two of the disturbing trial over sexual abuse at a university creche. Parents testified about the destruction of inner peace in cases involving a former childcare worker accused of producing images of sexual violence against toddlers.
On a lighter note, yesterday Brussels broke a temperature record with 18.3 degrees in Uccle, the warmest March 4th since records began. The previous record was 17 degrees in 1997. That's your Brussels press review for Thursday, March 5th. Stay warm out there.